Is it late? Is it late or is it early? Is it early? Okay, it's early. I'm going to pray for y'all then. Is that all right? Is that okay to do that? Huh? Saturday night. All right. All right, everybody, I'm going to pray for you tonight. I had, you know, Pastor Roxanne Alexander? I love her. She came to our church one time. I'm just going to leave this up here. She came to our church one time, and she stood me up, and she said, "You have a prophetic gift." And I said, "You are wrong. I do not have a prophetic gift. I don't know what you're talking about." She said, "Not only that, but you are going to interpret a tongue tonight." And I said, "I have no desire to do that, and I'm really uncomfortable." And guess what happened? She said, "You're going to stand up and prophesy with me right now." And I said, actually, you know what I said? I said, "Yes, ma'am." I said, "Yes, ma'am, I'll do it." All right, let's just pray together for a second. I'm just going to take a few minutes and try to minister to you. And the prophetic is here to build you up. It's not here to scare you. It's not here to warn you. It's not here to tell you something that you're doomed to do. It's here to bless you and build you up. It's here to speak truth to you. And the way the Lord does this to me normally is He shows me pictures, and you can't see the pictures, but I can. And immediately I just know what the pictures mean, and I'm just going to say stuff to you, and if something maybe doesn't seem like it applies to you, or you don't know what I'm talking about, then just leave tonight. Not now. Just leave tonight. And just remember it. Just remember it. You'd be surprised. Be surprised. I could be wrong too. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Roxanne, I love when she starts prophesying. She goes, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord." She's kind of a mentor of mine, if you can't tell. I love her. She loves our family and our church and the Hollers. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we praise you tonight. Thank you, Lord. What's your name in the black t-shirt there? Aaron? Aaron. Nice to meet you, Aaron. You're going to have some incredible opportunity to control some things in your life, to make the right decision, to make the right choice. I don't know if it's maybe a career direction or, but I saw a picture of you like with a, almost like just a game console, like a PS4 or an Xbox One controller or something. And Laura's saying that he's going to give you that control because he knows that you're going to make the right choice. He's going to give you that control in life. And that time when it comes up and you're going to see a fork in the road, you're going to say, "You know what, I'm going to do this." But just know that he's going to give you control, which is an amazing honor because he trusts you. He trusts you, right? Aaron. I like that name. I've known a lot of Aarons, a lot of musician Aarons. Are you a musician? You will be. I'm just kidding. I told a youth kid in our church the other night, I said, I hadn't seen him in like months and months. It was just, he just kind of was disconnected, and he was a football and basketball player, and I just hadn't seen him. And I said, "George, why aren't you playing bass up here?" I was totally joking around. He's like, "What?" I'm like, "Man, I need you on bass. We don't have a bass player right now. I just moved away. And so it's either me or we don't have a bass player. I'm usually playing bass or the acoustic, depending on whoever's there that week." And he said, and then he came back to me the next week and he said, "Were you serious about that?" I said, "Opportunity." Right? Remember I talked about opportunities? I said, I totally was serious. I told him, "I'll let you take that bass home if you watch some YouTube videos and start practicing." He said, "All right." Oh my goodness, looky here. Oh my goodness. Goodness gracious, that's hard work. That's a good mama. Well, not so good now. Sir, what's your name in the green? The plaid right there? Yes, sir. Brad? Brad. Have we met Brad? I don't think we have. I like plaids. I like plaids. My wife gets mad at me because I always like plaid shirts. I like really simple shirts. And I tell her, you know what? I'm wearing them. I saw an image of you, Brad, with like, you know, like those, almost like those really block black shades that somebody might fish in or something like that, that kind of fit over glasses. They're really dark. And I don't know if maybe you've seen things, some things in your life, or maybe some things coming up in your life. I'm not going to say, let me put this into words properly. I believe that the Lord's shielded you. I believe that the Lord shielded you of some things that normally would make other people react, but you're not going to do that because He shielded you. I believe that maybe there may be even circumstances in life that come up and you say, where normal people would get really emotional or scared, you won't be like that. Because you'll have that shield on your eyes and you'll say, you know what, I can just, let me help here. I can do this. I can help you. You know how some people, I'm not saying it's this, but I'm saying like some people, if there's an accident of some kind where somebody gets hurt, some people run and they're scared and some people say, okay, let me help. I can do this. It doesn't matter if it's a broken arm or a car wreck or whatever, but I can get somebody out of a car if they need. I believe it's something like that. Not a car wreck or anything like that. I'm just saying that instances in life where you can help, where maybe not everybody could do that, but you've got that shield on you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm just kidding. Don't tell Pastor Roxanne I did that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I could just hear her doing that all the time. Thank you, Lord. Maxwell's out. He's been feeling bad all week. But he was hunting grasshoppers, so it was all good before service in the back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Are you girls just friends, or are you sisters, or back in the very back here, these four? You're not in trouble, don't worry. Sisters? Two in the center are sisters, wow. You hang around together a lot? Yeah? You know that game Red Rover, you ever play that game? Red Rover, let Brenda come over or whatever. You ever play that? Nobody? I'm old, so... We used to play that when we were kids. We used to play that. I'm old, so. We used to play this game where we'd make two lines of people, and everybody would hold hands, and one line would say, Red Rover, let Pierce come over. And Pierce would be on the other side, and he'd just let go and just run and try to bust through that other line, and the other line would try to hold their hands. And I saw you guys, when I was looking back there, just praying for a second, and I saw you guys like that, and it was as if the Lord was saying, that you're going to be a strength for one another ahead in your days in life. That people, that something, things may come against you, but they won't break you because of the strength that you have with one another. I didn't know the two in the middle are sisters, but not only that, but just friends. I mean, you'll be a strength to one another, you know. So just be aware of that as you go ahead in life. That somebody sitting next to you is somebody that you can count on. They care for you, right? Somebody that you can go to. Somebody that's a strength for you. That's got your back, right? Just in that game. So just know that I embarrass you. Should I keep going? If I haven't achieved it yet. No, that's good. That's a good word. I like that. It's this lady's name right here in the blue. Yes, right there. Mm-hmm. What's your name? Gwen? Gwen. Gwen. Hello, Gwen. How are you tonight?
Wonderful.
Good. Have you gone through a lot of stress in your life?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. I saw a picture of you, an image of you standing up. This is really weird. See, that's the way the Lord speaks to me. It's really weird pictures. And I saw an image of you standing up. Oh, there goes something in my ear. With a pillow behind your head as you're standing up. And it's interesting that I believe that the Lord is telling you that He is your rest. No matter, I mean, that shouldn't work, right? A pillow should not be stuck to your head. It should not be okay. It's not physics. It doesn't work like that. But it's an amazing fact that He's telling you that He is your peace and your rest. And no matter what you've been through in life, that He's there. He's going to continue to be there as you're standing. He's with you even as you're standing. What's your name here in the front row? I'm just kidding. It's a joke. You look like you have $50. Do you have $50? You have $80 in your pocket? The Lord told me you had $80 in your pocket. I'm just kidding. He said in the car, so I know where it is now. You're not supposed to tell me where it is. Now you're just lying. This kid is a giver right here. This kid is a giver. The other day when we got into our house, and we needed help with our air conditioner, I'll just say we needed help, but it went way beyond that. Okay, I'm just gonna say that. That's why Jen's not here. She's fixing all that stuff. And the guy came in, and it was like 7 at night, and he was leaving, and he looked like he probably needed to sleep the whole next day. You know, it's 100 and whatever in an attic, 125 probably, when you're working in attics, house after house after house. And this guy's name was Rich, right? Rich? Rick. It was Rick. And I said, Rick, man, oh, gosh, thanks for coming out here tonight. And he said, yeah, absolutely. And then he went to his car, and I told Pierce, I said, gosh, you know, Jen doesn't give me cash. I don't get it. I don't get cash. Any guys? Yeah, you don't get cash because you just spread it out and give it away. And I said, I wish I had some cash to buy Rick's dinner. And Pierce goes, I've got some cash. And he just ran and got a $20 bill and gave it to Rick. And Rick goes, and I said, tell Rick we want to buy his dinner. And he said, Rick, we want to buy your dinner. And Rick goes, no, man, the last house did that. I'm good. Thank you so much, but I'm good. And I said, we want to buy tomorrow's dinner. So Rick took it. And this kid is a giver. This kid has taught me so much about giving. It doesn't matter when, where, this kid gives. And I love it. I love it because he gets it. Like, he gets it. He's not going to have to go through those days like me and say, Lord, you didn't really say to do that, right? You didn't really say to give that amp, did you? No, I love you, man. You're a good dude. Can you drive home tomorrow? Because I'll be tired. I'll just have a lot of coffee. We don't even need the heaters tonight. It's awesome. It's awesome. I was afraid I was going to have to get my coat on. Yeah. It was chilly last time I was here. It was like... Just a minute. Bringing me a drink, how sweet. Uh-oh, it's okay. Anybody in here having knee pain? knee trouble at all? You are? Are you really? You have a knee pain? What are you doing? Anybody had knee surgery? Knee surgery? Okay. I'll let that one be.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was it, but I've been healed.
Good, that's awesome. Well, there we go. It's good. It's good. What's that baby's name?
Isaac.
No, that one.
Oh.
No, not you. I wouldn't do that to you. I'm sleeping at your house. I wouldn't do that. I love kids. They don't bother me one bit. I used to not like them, and then the Lord gave me kids, and I love them. And I love babies now, and I dedicate babies at our church. So what do? You just love babies. You love kids. They're great. Especially when they can't talk back. I'm just kidding. It's a joke. Anybody in here tonight, battling maybe some sadness or some anxiety or depression? I saw right in the middle of that little gap there, right next to you and your husband, just this one single candle lit up. And it lit up, it was like really dark for a second, and when that candle lit up, the whole place just filled kind of with light. And I believe that the Lord's saying, that's funny that it was right next to you, that he's saying that you're coming out of that. You're coming out of that. That's not how he wants it to be for you. And tonight, your future starts again, tonight, when you leave here. Right? It's pretty awesome. I was kind of hoping it was over there, because I saw that picture like right next to your husband there. That's interesting. So just be encouraged tonight. Be encouraged. Amen. Awkward silence. This isn't awkward for me. It used to be, but now I just tell bad jokes. I do feel bugs in my hair. I gave you a word last year, didn't I? I can't remember what it was. That means you can't have one this year. Just kidding. No. Interesting. Saw braces, like teeth braces, you know, orthodontics. And I think that God's saying that you're doing all these things. You, yes, you. You're doing all these things. You know who I'm pointing at. You're doing all these things in life, and they will produce something good. Because sometimes the things we do take a long time to see results. Sometimes when braces move, you don't see your teeth, just... It takes like years, right? A couple of years. And that those things are set in order. They're in order, they're set in motion. So just be encouraged. There will be results. There will be results. You'll see results. I don't know if that's church, business, or both, but you'll see results. A lot of times when I get, like, if I get a word like that from somebody, it's because I'm saying, Lord, I'm not seeing results. And I'm not saying that's you tonight. I just think that's funny that that's the way I think. Lord, I'm not seeing what I need to see tonight. And then somebody goes, you're going to see results. And I'm like, whoa, okay. I'm kind of scared a little bit, spooked out that you spoke straight to me, Lord. I'm not going to say that. That really, really stressful, dark time in my family's life. We went down to Columbus, Texas. You know where Country Camp is? Tommy and Rachel Birchfield. It's like a Bible college, and they had a thing called Summit every year. I haven't been down there in a long time, but this is almost 15 years ago, and we were going through a really, really tough time in our family, and that was the first time I ever heard Pastor Charles Nieman speak. Anybody ever heard of Charles Nieman from El Paso? Man, that guy's awesome. And I remember he spoke, ironically, on this. That's why I'm so honored to be here tonight. And it was the most impactful message I've ever heard in my life, personally, for me. Because I was sitting in that room, and it was like the Lord was saying, do you see what I did tonight? You see what I did? Everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to work out. You don't worry about a thing. And I'm sitting there holding my wife I've just newly been married to, bawling, scared when I walked into that place. I didn't know what was going to happen with this time in my family's life. And the Lord said, everything's going to be just fine. Amen. We're going to forget the past, yes, and we're going to move on. And Pastor Charles, at the end of that message that night, he said, and I remember this vividly because I'd never heard anything until that day, and I'm not sure if I've ever heard anything after that, that he said, he was so, you know how the gift of faith can just manifest sometimes? There's faith and there's a gift of faith. And the gift of faith allows somebody else to help you, right? The friends lowered the paralytic through the ceiling, the roof in that place. And Jesus saw whose faith? He saw their faith. He didn't see the dude that's laying on there saying, I can't move my legs. He said, I saw the faith of these four guys that lowered you through the roof that said, we need our friend back to normal. We need our friend healed. He saw their faith. And he said, Pastor Charles said that night, he said, if you're going through something right now where it feels like you're not going to make it out, if things look so bad, he said, I want you to come down to this altar. And then right after that, he said, if you don't even think you can believe for that tonight, I want you to come down because I've got enough faith to believe for both of us. And the place just erupted. Everybody, and I am one that does not, let me put this carefully. I've seen some manipulation sometimes where people are kind of drawn into the moment. I'm just trying to put that really delicately. It's rare, but I've seen that, and that was one of the most powerful times in a service I've ever been in. He said, if you don't have enough faith, you come down here. I've got enough to believe for both of us, and God's going to fix it for you. And everybody just rushed down there, and it prayed for it. It was amazing. And then when we left that meeting, everything got better. Everything got fixed. And we moved on, and we forgot the past. God is good. I think I'm done. But Jim Ritchie's not standing up, so I'm going to keep going. My iPad says Texas time, so I'm tired. I'm not tired. I'm actually feeling really good. I don't know why. I must have been that Colorado trip. As a joke, as a bad joke. Don't tell Dr. Holler I said that. That was bad. He knows I say bad jokes. Actually, Pastor Eric, has he not been here yet? Pastor Eric, is he coming? Get ready for bad jokes. Every time, if you turn on a podcast from his church, he cranks it off with a bad joke every week. I mean, a joke every week. It's great. It's great. It's good. Hold on. Not quite done. You tell me your name was Quentin? Quentin. Quentin, this is really odd. But good. I didn't see you, but I saw this when I looked at you, and I saw a child. You know how fun it is to play with bubbles when you're a kid and when you're an adult? You know how bubbles can kind of just take control of the situation when you're a little kid? Like, bubbles take you over, right? If there are bubbles around, you just, nothing matters what's going on. It could be, you know, it could be a neighborhood kid throwing rocks at you. You got no clue. You're just looking up at bubbles, trying to jump up and grab them. And I saw that, and I think the Lord was saying that those bubbles are, they're his promises for your life. And as you're jumping up and reaching those things, you're grabbing them. And you're going to see more and more of that as life goes on. You're going to see more of those promises, like, like financial miracles and bolder faith. The ability to just speak out when nobody has the words to say things. The ability to lead other people and be drawn out. You're jumping up and you're grabbing those things. Because when we're children, we just do that, because that's what you're supposed to do. When you're a parent, sometimes you're blowing the bubbles. But when you're a kid, you're getting those bubbles, right? Those promises are coming. Amen. I think I'm really done. I'm not done. I just feel like we're not leaving for some reason. So we're gonna continue. Max, yeah, that's Max. Maxwell Tate Miller. He's out. Hopefully he sleeps all night and doesn't wake up at 2. That's Pierce. And Sophie is our 13-year-old daughter. Trust me, she's 13. I mean, I can look at her wrong, and she'll cry. I don't know how to handle that, because I wasn't raised around kids. Period. And our family didn't have friends with little kids, so I wasn't ever around kids. And Jennifer grew up babysitting, and her brothers had kids, and so all that stuff, and I'm like, so when we had kids, I was like, and I know that some of you dads aren't going to admit this, but you're just like me, and you're like, what do I do with this? I don't know what to do with this. I don't want to break this. Somebody take this. So that's how I was with Sophie, and now she's 13. She's like pretty little young lady now, and so she's back at home. They'll be back, trust me. They'll be back. Oh, my goodness. That looks fun. Lights. What's your name with the white bandana? Jonathan. All right, that's a good name. Jonathan. Everybody know what an emoji is? On a phone, on a text message? I saw a picture of a heart. And I think the Lord's telling you that you have a good heart. But better than that, that you're a real compassionate person. And there are going to be opportunities in your life where you're going to be able to help people just because you have a good heart. Where maybe somebody else around them or some family member may not do anything, because I know in my life I've missed opportunities. But he's wanting you to know tonight that he doesn't want you to miss opportunities. I know that there have been times in my life where I've been scared to say something. Anybody with me? Scared to say something. Scared to say something that the Lord told me to say, or to do something the Lord told me to do. Just because I'm a dude and I mess up. But he's telling you that that compassionate heart's going to be almost like a weapon, you know, when it comes down to it. That compassion, that heart to help people and to serve people is going to be something that turns situations around. Because after all, Christ came to serve, right? The disciples said, no, this is backwards. We're supposed to, you're not, no. You can't do this. We're supposed to do this for you. And he said, no, I came to serve. So if you need a shoulder to cry on, talk to Jonathan. He's a good man. It's so peaceful here, right? Is it just me, or is it? It seems like there's something here, like there's something peaceful here. I need that. That's good. The Lord's helping me. Life is busy. Life is busy. Baby do, huh? When's that baby due?
July 1st.
July 1st. Oh, wow. That's soon.
Yes.
Wow. You know, I took trigonometry in college, and I never took it in high school. And I was getting I can't remember if I was getting a C or an F. And I'm not that kind of student. I was an A student in high school, so that scared me in college when I think I was failing. And I went to my professor and I said, guess what? I'm not going to fail this class. I didn't say that. I said, sir, I'm going to withdraw and take this class later because I don't know what I'm doing. So I did, and I took it the next semester and got an A. So I can do math. I can do math. I can do it. The whole point of that was I can do math. Math. M-A-T-H. Mathnasium. That baby is marked. That baby is marked. That baby, I saw like a, almost like a brand. And no, not like a physical brand. But something special. You know? Something special. Yeah. That baby's going to be bouncy and full of energy. So be ready. That's pretty vague, but just trust me. Something special, though. That baby's going to be at a young age to where you two see, look what's happening. Something special that the Lord talked about. Maxwell, you all right? Here, sit down. You're trapped. Help him. Come here, baby. It's okay. Sorry. Just let him lay down. He's out. He's free. Okay, come here. All right, there we go. Pardon me. That baby's going to be... That baby's not going to have trouble leading. Baby's not going to have trouble standing up for what's right. Baby's not going to have trouble speaking what's right. Speaking the truth. But more importantly, speaking what people need to hear and wrapped in the truth. Because you know how sometimes you give people the truth and it's like, hang on, I didn't want to hear that. I didn't want to hear that truth. Where I am right now, the baby's going to have an easy time. There's going to be a compassion wed with that. Bringing the truth. She's moving. She's special. She's special. Yeah. Because I saw that image while she was still in the womb. So marked already have been marked since day one. So now it's just time to walk it out. Amen.
You okay?
Thank you, Lord. Bet you never seen this. Nope. Prophet with a sidekick. There's a lot of the Lord speaking to people tonight about doing things, isn't there? About strength to do things. And I saw an image of you back in the gray sweatshirt there. Yeah, what's your name? Is it Casey?
Cassie.
Cassie, are you a musician? You do? I thought I remembered somebody playing music here one of the last couple of years named Cassie, but I guess not. Saw a picture of you in like a postal service uniform. But sorting letters, sorting mail, sorting words, you know? Sending things of where they're supposed to go. Making things happen, basically, is what I'm getting at. Sorry, let me figure out what's wrong here. Sometimes he gets growing pains, you know, where it just hurts. Like that's what's happening. Are you kind of soft-spoken? Yeah, yeah. It's pretty funny, isn't it? That the Lord would use you to deliver words, you know? Maybe not tomorrow. Maybe next year at this time we'll talk. maybe this is just a gentle nudge tonight, you know, to start taking a chance to speak up, speak out a little bit. Speak words of faith, speak encouraging words. You know, words can do amazing things, right? When you say the right ones. I didn't grow up thinking that. I grew up saying the wrong ones. And, you know, I grew up saying things like, this is the time of year when I'm always sick. Allergies get me, or sinus infections get me. And guess what? They got me. It's no surprise, pal. And then when I got back into the Word and married a holler, and I realized, you don't talk like that, boy. You're healed. And even if I feel sick, I say I'm healed, and then guess what? I'm healed. It's pretty awesome. He's okay. What? Okay. What's wrong? His tummy hurt? He's okay. He just woke up. He doesn't know what's going on. Fell asleep in church. Amen. I think I am done. Wow. That was awesome. He's like, I'm glad you're done, Dad. It's time to go to bed. Let's get out of here.